The sixth word from John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. It is finished. I wonder what we make of this, of his words. For what is it that Jesus has just accomplished? Now, what is translated as three words in English is one in the original Greek. And Jesus can probably at this point only manage one word as he hangs on the cross close to death, just one word. If you spoke New Testament Greek, it is a word that you would use if you were an athlete and you had just won a race. You would say, "It is finished. It is finished." Or if you were a climber who climbed Mount Everest, "It is accomplished. I have done it." If you're a labourer finishing your work, "It is done." If you just made the final payment to a property, "It is paid in full. The account's closed. Everything has been done. It is covered." But Jesus is not pumping the air like an athlete who has just won 100 metres. He's not pumping the air like he's won a victory, and yet his words declare that he is victorious. When he utters, "It is finished," it is as if he is saying, "What I came to do, I have now done it." His words are closure to his mission. He is victorious. And though he is victorious, his crucifixion looks far from it. A man on the cross is not seen as victorious, is he? More like an utter failure to those looking on. And yet Christians wear a cross as a sign that Jesus has accomplished. He is victorious in his mission, in his purpose. And his mission was to bring salvation. He had been sent by God the Father into the world that he had made to deal with sin, to take it away, to get rid of it. Not simply sweep it under the carpet and pretend it wasn't there, but to deal with it justly, completely and fully. But to do so, he would give up his life. And yet, Jesus went willingly to the cross. It was for the joy set before him that he endured the cross and the suffering. And there is none like him. He truly is a good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. I mean, no shepherd would actually do that, if you think about it. They might try and stop robbers, or they might try and stop a wild animal, but for a shepherd to lay down his life for his sheep, that's above and beyond the call of a shepherd. And yet Jesus does exactly that. He lays down his life of his own accord, and 3 days later takes it up again when he rises from death. And he chose to lay down his life because there was no other way to make people right with God. There was no other way to deal with sin. And what he did for us was something we could never do for ourselves. We had so offended God in our rebellion against him that we did not deserve to come into his presence. We would not deserve to enter his kingdom. We would be lost for eternity had his son not found us. And so Jesus dies on the cross and turns away God's anger, his wrath, which was rightly directed towards us, upon himself. And John writes in very familiar words, "He sacrificed himself willingly so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. There was no other way. There are not many ways to God, as your friends might tell you. We can only be saved through Christ, through him. Jesus is victorious. It is finished. It is done. I have done it. Charles Wesley writes, "'Tis mercy all, the immortal dies. Who can explore his strange design?" And then there's a verse where the firstborn seraph tries to express what God is like, but fails. It's a wonderful, wonderful image that we sing often. And what Jesus accomplishes never needs to be repeated again. His accomplishment is so accomplished, his victory is so victorious, that it never has to be repeated. So we cannot do anything to add to what he has done. His death is a once-for-all sacrifice for our sins. It even covers the sin of God's people in the past. God's people trusted God before Christ. They trusted him. They placed their lives in his hand. They knew that it was with God that they could be forgiven, that they would be safe. David wrote about this often in the Psalms, but they, at the time, were not privileged to see how the Lord would bring about their salvation. They knew that God had promised a Messiah, but they had not seen him yet. Christ's death for their sin brings them to the Father. Christ's death for sin also covers the sin of any person who at this present time has put their trust in him. Today, if you hear his voice, follow him. As Jesus says to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And Jesus' death on the cross covers the sin of those who have yet to repent, of those who have yet to turn and live, of our children, grandchildren, and generations to come who have yet to turn to the Lord and find life in him. There really is nothing like it, is there? Once for all, sufficient sacrifice. Isn't God merciful? Isn't God merciful? We've done nothing to deserve his grace. We've all rebelled against him, and yet he chooses to not merely provide a way, but provide himself in his Son. We once faced death and could do nothing but dread the day we would die. But Jesus saves us from death, eternal death, and grants us eternal life, which we can begin to enjoy today. He tells us, "Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And he also asks, "Do you believe this? Do you believe this wonderful, wonderful promise?" Friends, I pray that you do. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who has brought about your good and perfect purposes through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we can only praise you for what you have done, for what you have accomplished. May we always be in awe of your grace, that you should make us your children, that you should make us your beloved through your Son. Help us to shine forth the truth of your love to those who do not yet know you. Help us remain in your truth, in your promises. Lord, we ask this to the glory of your name. Amen.